Adventures in Odyssey.
Ah, Olivia?
Oh, hi, Mr. Whitaker.
You've been over here for a while. Can I get you something?
No, thank you. I'm just here to sit.
I see. Mind if I join you?
Uh-oh. You've got a look.
A look?
A look like we're about to have a talk.
Oh, I didn't know I had a look.
Oh, yeah. So, who told you? Zoe?
Nah, your parents.
That makes sense. Have a seat.
Thank you.
So, what did they say to you?
Well, they said that you were struggling with a few things. And since Mr. Norton's death, you've been, well, grappling with questions of faith.
Yeah, I have. And I feel like I need to work them out on my own, you know? So no offense, but I'd rather people just leave me alone to do that.
Oh, I understand. But I do believe that God gives us resources to help us when we're struggling.
What do you mean by resources?
Friends, family, teachers. Now, I want you to know that I'm here to answer any questions you may have. I care about you, Olivia. And if there's any way I can help you smooth out a couple of those struggles, then I'll be at the counter. Meanwhile, I'll leave you to your thoughts.
Okay, I do have one question.
Oh, all right.
You believe that God is all-powerful, right?
I do.
And you believe that he's good, right?
Completely.
Okay, so if God is good, that means he wants to get rid of people's pain. And if he's all-powerful, then that means he can get rid of it. So why doesn't he? Why do terrible things happen to people all the time?
Well, to begin with, I don't agree with the first part of your question. Does God want to remove all pain from our lives?
Sure. Doesn't he?
Is pain always a bad thing?
Yes. I mean,
Well, I believe that pain serves a purpose. The Bible says suffering produces perseverance.
Okay, I can see that. But that doesn't seem like a fair trade. To go through something like Mr. Norton's family is going through, just so they can maybe have more perseverance?
Well, that's just one possible reason. Pain can make us stronger. It can encourage our faith. It can build our character. And there are a number of other reasons.
So how is that helping them?
I don't know. And we may never know. There's no way for any of us to fully understand the mind of God.
Is there an imagination station adventure about the mind of God?
Well, I'm afraid my programming abilities would, actually...
You do?
Not specifically about the mind of God, but a Bible story that might give you a peek into it.
Old Testament or New Testament? I don't see any arcs or lion dens, so maybe New Testament?
Ezra! 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 Why does he do this?
Excuse me, can I help you find someone?
My son, Ezra. He needs to come home with me. Ezra!
How old is he?
20.
Oh. May I ask why he can't come home by himself?
Jerusalem is a big city. He can't find his own way. He's blind.
Oh, I'm sorry. For how long?
Since birth.
Well, I'll help you find him. What does he look like?
He's wearing a brown garment with a white headdress. And he's begging for money. At least, that is what he's supposed to be doing.
Okay.
You head that way, and I'll go this way.
Sure. My name's Olivia, by the way.
I'm Lydia. Ezra!
I'll bring him back here if I can find him.
Ezra!
Harlem is a big city. Ah, well, there's someone begging.
Anything at all? Spare a shekel for the blind.
Excuse me. Are you Ezra?
Yes. Who are you?
My name's Olivia. Your mother's looking for you. She'd like for you to return home.
Tell her I'm going to stay out here until tomorrow. It will save us from walking all the way back.
She seemed worried about you.
She just wants the money. And I didn't make any today. So she'll punish me with her cruel words.
I heard that.
Ah, my precious mother.
Why aren't you where I left you this morning?
I had to move because...
Because you were searching for another healer, yes?
Someone told me of a man who made a deaf woman hear.
And you left to find him?
The person who told me was very reliable.
And did you find this healer?
Yes.
And yet you are still blind. How much money did you make?
It's in the bowl.
There's nothing in the bowl.
Because I made nothing.
Stand up. We're going home.
Yes, Mother. Are we inviting your friend for dinner?
What friend?
I think he means me. Can I help with anything?
A guest does not help. Go, sit. Relax at the table. My husband will surely be late. He's always late. He's a stonemason.
It smells good.
Vegetable stew. It's the best I could do with such short notice.
Stew is great with me. Thanks. So you take Ezra into town every day?
Every day since he was a boy. He insists on it. He wants to earn his keep. So he begs for money by the Pool of Siloam.
That's kind of a sad life.
Some days he earns more than his father. Except not lately.
Why?
He has fallen in with the worst of all possible enemies. Hope.
Hope is an enemy?
Almost every week we hear about a new healer. They claim to be able to cure every disease. Boils, malaria, leprosy, blindness. They call out, come, come and be healed and bring your money. Healing does not come cheap. So, what does my son do? What else? He uses his begging time to search for these frauds, and what little money he does make, he gives to them. Hand me that spoon.
Here.
All of a sudden, he believes in miracles. You would think, after all the hardship we've endured, that he would... My husband used to believe in God as a child. Then, our healthy baby died in an accident. And 2 years later, I gave birth to a son with broken eyes. Take this bowl to Ezra.
Of course.
I'll bring yours in a minute.
Here you go, Ezra. Is there anything else I can get you?
You can sit with me.
Okay.
You seem like a kind person, Olivia.
Thank you.
Describe yourself to me.
Oh.
I like details.
I've never been asked to do this.
Try.
Okay. Well, I have on a red robe.
I don't know what that is.
A robe?
Red.
Oh, right, because...
I have never seen red. Try again.
Okay. My robe is...
I do not care what you are wearing. Tell me about you.
Me? Sure. My eyes are...
Whatever color you're about to say, I assure you I have no concept of it.
I'm sorry.
I know, it is hard.
Here we are.
Oh, it smells wonderful.
Mother, describe her to me.
Ezra, I just sat down to eat.
I need to know who I am eating with.
All right. She's pretty. Her features are gentle. Her face is welcoming, like the warm breeze that comes off the sea at the very beginning of spring. She's fresh and exciting, like a newborn baby's first sounds. But the eyes...
What about her eyes?
I don't know. There's something empty behind them. Lost. They're like being in a completely new, dark place. Not knowing anyone or any of the obstacles around her. She's feeling around to get her bearings, but there's Nothing to hold on to.
How did you do that?
Ezra makes me describe everyone. It has given me the ability to read and understand people. Why? Did I describe you well?
Yeah. Really well.
Are your parents going to be wondering about you tonight, Olivia?
Oh, I have no parents. Here.
I am so sorry.
Oh, no, they're just not, like, here.
Mother can set you up with a place to sleep tonight, if you would like.
Yes, thank you. Do you sit out here by yourself every night?
Yes. I like smelling the sunset.
I didn't know the sunset had a smell.
Perhaps it is my imagination.
I suppose you have to do that with a lot of things. Use your imagination.
I certainly do with the things I most want to see.
Like what?
Like the sunset. And I find birds very curious. I have never been able to catch one to feel it. And, I wish I could see my mother. I do not imagine that she smiles very much. Have you seen her smile?
No.
I would like to see her smile. I think I will one day.
Really?
Do not tell Mother, but I heard today of a man who has been in Jerusalem for a few days.
Yeah?
His name is Jesus, and there are many witnesses to his miracles.
I've heard of him.
I'm going to try to find him tomorrow.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Who are you going to try to find?
It's... There is a man named Jesus.
Oh, will this never end?
This one is real, Mother.
None of these healers of yours are real. They're fakes. People trying to draw a crowd and take their money.
But I've heard...
You've heard the same thing you always hear, that your savior has come to town. It's foolishness, Ezra. Don't you see what this is doing to you?
I am an adult. If I want to set myself up for disappointment, then I can do it.
Well, if you are an adult, then you can walk the 2 miles into town tomorrow by yourself.
You won't take me?
I won't.
Mother, please.
There is nothing for you there. The answer is no.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Where's Ezra?
In his room. I expect he's not coming out because he's angry with me.
It seems like the two of you get angry at each other a lot.
Well, I would be happy to hear your advice on how to parent a blind 20-year-old.
Oh.
Speak up. Share your wisdom.
I didn't mean it like that. It was just... I feel bad for him. For 20 years, he's been in darkness. I can't imagine what that's like.
I can. I love my son, so we share that darkness.
Ah, I know.
Ezra, get out of bed! Ezra! Enough of this moping. I want you up and... Ezra?
He's gone.
Ezra! He may not have made it this far. Perhaps we should be looking in the opposite direction.
God, there's just so many people. It was not this crowded yesterday.
Something's going on. Ezra!
Lydia, look!
Where?
There. I think that's Jesus.
Ezra may be nearby. Come.
Okay.
Rabbi, tell us. This man who's been blind since birth.
It's Ezra.
Who sinned? Did he? Or his parents?
Why would he ask that?
I think it's because he believes that hardship is a punishment for sin.
Neither this man nor his parents sinned. But this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him today.
What arrogance! To say that my son has been born blind just so God can be glorified? Is God that selfish?
I am the light.
What is he putting on Ezra's eyes? Is that mud?
Yes.
Go. Wash in the pool of Siloam.
I have to get to Ezra.
I'm right behind you.
Ezra? Ezra!
Mother?
Stop!
I have to go to the pool.
No, you don't.
You wish me to walk back home with mud over my eyes?
Very well. I'll take you to the pool. But listen to me. This stops here.
Mother. Jesus. He is different.
Oh, I agree. No one else would think that mud could possibly heal blindness. We're here. The water is one step ahead. Ezra, you can't keep chasing after these people. It's making us both... What is it? Are you hurt?
No. I feel... something.
What?
Heat behind my eyes. Like the sun is shining on the back of my head. But it is not, is it? Is it in front of me and to the left?
Yes. Wait, are you feeling that or seeing that? Your eyes are still closed.
I'm afraid.
Open them, son.
Mother!
What?
I can see you.
You can?
Your face. Your beautiful face. And the water. And are those birds?
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, they are.
And you must be Olivia.
That's right. Oh.
So that's what red looks like.
Yep. Yeah, oh. This is red.
Oh, the world is so bright and beautiful.
It certainly is.
Oh, I never imagined this. I must look around.
Wait, where are you going?
Everywhere.
Oh, it is a miracle.
Yes.
He said the world was bright. Is it my imagination, or is it far brighter than it's ever been?
Maybe.
I must speak with Jesus.
Wait, I have a question about something you said, and...
It must wait. I don't want him to leave before I get there.
Okay, I'll come too.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
I need to see
Can
Jesus.
Can I squeeze through here?
I have to get
thank
to him.
You, thank
please.
You. I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Yes?
I wanted to meet you. My name is Lydia.
You are the mother.
Yes. Thank you. You brought my son out of the darkness. And it appears you've done the same for me.
Olivia! You're still here.
Hi, Ezra. Wow, I am so happy for you. So where did you go?
I have been running around without direction and telling everybody what happened. Where is my mother?
Oh, she's been over there talking with Jesus since you left.
Look at her.
Yeah, she seems to be hanging on every word he says.
Why are you not with her?
I needed a few moments alone to think.
About what?
Something your mother said earlier. Can I ask you something?
Of course.
After Jesus said that you were healed so that God could be glorified, your mother wondered if God was that selfish.
At times, my mother says rude things.
But it kind of made sense to me. I mean, you had a terrible life, 20 years being blind. And Jesus said that God did that on purpose, so that he could have one moment of glory. How does that make you feel?
Have you not witnessed me jumping around like a little boy? How do you think it makes me feel?
Honestly, I don't know. But was that single moment really, really worth 20 years of darkness?
Look over there. What a blessing to see that on my very first day of sight. My mother, sitting at the feet of Jesus, and the look on her face.
She's smiling.
She's smiling. Was it worth 20 years of darkness? Yes. Absolutely. It was.
Overwhelmed?
Lots of questions.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. Any you want to throw my way?
It just still seems kind of unfair, Mr. Whittaker. Ezra being blind all that time just so God could get glory?
Yeah, well, I suppose to us it can seem unfair.
Well, do you think it's fair?
I believe that God is always fair and just. Olivia, you asked me earlier if I thought that God was good.
Right, and you said yes.
But what did you mean by good?
I guess that God always wants what's best for us.
Okay, so are you saying that what's best for us is always what's fair for us? Have you ever thought about eternity?
Sure, but it never made much sense. I mean, no beginning or an end?
Yeah, well, we can't grasp eternity. But eternity is how God thinks. Eternity is forever. Our lives are only a speck on the timeline. Because of that moment in time when Ezra was healed, who knows how many people he told about Jesus?
Probably everyone he met.
Exactly. And who knows how many of those people became followers? How many of them are in heaven with Jesus right now? Not to mention what that moment did to Ezra and his mother. I'm sure they never took his wonderful gift of sight for granted again, or the God who gave it to him. And when you think about it in those terms, you begin to realize that things that don't make sense, well, might make sense to the one who understands eternity.
I guess.
When bad things happen, when we see others in pain, we see them through a narrow scope, not an eternal one.
So we just have to trust.
That's right. Is that a satisfying answer?
Kind of.
Yeah, well, I understand if it's not. But it's the only answer I've got.
Well, thanks.
You still look unsure.
I guess I am. I mean, I have so many other questions. Or doubts.
Any chance you'll let me know what those are?
No. Not yet.
Olivia, something happened that you're not telling anyone about. I think this goes beyond sadness and confusion over your teacher's death. Am I right?
I should get home.
Okay. But just so you know, I'm obeying your parents' wishes.
Which are?
To pray for you.
Thanks, Mr. Whittaker. I do appreciate that.
It's good to see Olivia back at wit's end and willing to take a journey in the imagination station. She's obviously looking for answers, even though she's still wrestling with more questions about her faith. We'll have to wait to find out if she finds the answers she's looking for. For now, Ezra's story shows us that we can choose how we react to tragedy and suffering. Lydia struggled with frustration and bitterness over her son's blindness, but Ezra refused to give up hope. And that led him to Jesus. Hebrews 11:1 tells us that faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the evidence of what we can't see. Ezra couldn't see the sunset, but he smelled it and believed it was there. Knowing that God is making something beautiful even when we're not able to see it ourselves, that's faith. So if life is hard or things seem unfair, choose to smell the sunset as you wait to see God's blessing through new eyes. Adventures and Odyssey's a presentation of Focus on the Family. Worth It was written and directed by Marshall Younger, with sound design by Christopher Deal and Nathan Jones. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Billy Kometz, Claudia Christian, Kelly Stables, and Andre Stoika. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.